The Department of Utilities will ask the City Council on Tuesday to approve more than $330,000 to purchase posts for Curtis Park. But Sampal Chattis-Ripetack with the Department of Utilities says the Curtis Park Neighborhood Association didn't want new LED lights.
They really wanted to keep everything as close to and identical to what is existing as possible, including the type of light bulb we're using.
Chattis-Ripetack says he would choose LED lights, but the final decision isn't up to him. He says it's up to the city's preservation director, Roberta Deering. But Deering says she's in full support of making the project as energy efficient as possible.
There are lots of LED lights that are very energy efficient and would have the same hue as the old incandescent light bulbs.
Curtis Park is among the top three neighborhoods for complaints regarding streetlight outages. Land Park and St. Francis neighborhoods are the other two. Replacing about 200 lights in all three neighborhoods could cost about $5 million. The Curtis Park project is expected to be completed by spring of next year. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.